Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, their charitable foundation, Sharing Change, funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation, supporting hundreds of nonprofits. Discover more at sharingchange.org. And before our conversation this morning, a reminder that if you would like to help with Hurricane Helene relief efforts, you can give to the American Red Cross, who is providing shelter and meals and hope to people that were just devastated by this hurricane. If you go to the secure link at WGNSradio.com and give there, thanks to Old South Properties, they will match your contribution up to $25,000. So if you want to give $25, well, that doubles to $50. So you can help in a big way, make a huge difference. Go to WGNSradio.com on the secure link on the website. Tap on that and give a contribution of $10 or more, and it is automatically doubled. So help people in those areas. Power still off in a lot of those locations. My nephew, Mike Sparks, State Representative Mike Sparks here, lives in the Waycross, Georgia area, and they've been without power over a week now, you know, and the whole county still without power. And they're just dealing with that and some minor wind damage, but when you get into the flooding, that's some of that stuff is just awful.
You know, I was at TEMA, just touring TEMA here about 3 weeks ago, and you know, I was really concerned about communication in case communication's down, and they were telling me, flooding kills more. I always thought tornadoes, but they said no, flooding. Flooding takes more Tennesseans than
Have you seen some of the video of these like mudslides and just I mean, it just wipes out everything.
It does. A friend of mine called me the day, Dell Holmes. He said, "Mike, do you see that casket going down that river?" And he was like, "How's somebody going to identify that body?" You know, and so he had an idea for legislation. I mean, I'm the least person that wants to go run a bill after every little problem, but he made a good point. You know, how do you identify that person?
And maybe there should be some kind of identification within the casket.
That's kind of what he's saying. Yeah. It's really sad. You know, I was just telling somebody, you know, we got to appreciate all that we've got. And it's sad. You know, I've talked to Jeremy Faison, who has Cock County, and Jeremy's just such a great guy. In fact, his chief of staff was trying to call me just now. But, you know, there's that old hymn that says, "Count your many blessings, name them one by one, then you'll see what God has done." And, you know, it really is, it's really sad. But, so it's, who's matching that? I just
Old South Properties.
Wow, Old South.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty impressive.
So if you go to our website, WGNSradio.com, there's a big red banner across the top. You just tap on that link and you can give right there.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll help, you know, every dollar helps.
Yeah.
So whatever you can do.
You know me, I want my best return on investment, so I'll go.
Well, I mean, check it out. These are some of the only folks that are on the ground that can get, I mean, you're talking about whole communities that are wiped out and, you know, the Red Cross is providing meals and shelter. I mean, there's no electricity. There's no way to get food. So,
well, I talked to a team the other day about, you know, a friend of mine owns an airplane, Scott Butler, and Summer Pittman, his daughter. You know, I know they fly in if they need it. And, you know, Hollingshead Air and others would probably help if they're needed. But even U-Haul sent me something the other day of how much work they do. You would think U-Haul for, you know, trailers and the trucks and the vans, and I was like, well, that's pretty impressive. But yeah, a lot of things going on this world. Look at Israel, look at what's going on. And you know, I read one day where this kind of stuff would be happening. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're going to bring up Revelations?
I mean, I ain't said Revelation. I'm just talking about my mom talked about how times would get, and you know, we're there, you know. And even an atheist would agree. But we need to pray for Israel, pray for peace in this world, pray for Ukraine and Russia and all these other areas, you know.
32 days until Election Day, and I'm sure that, you know, a lot of people are thinking about the presidential election, which sure, that's big, but state, local offices, all kinds of things up on the ballot.
Yeah, a lot going on. I want to thank the AME Church out in Barfield Crescent for hosting me. I was only Republican there with six Democrats, and I appreciated the Alphas hosting it, and I got to show off my award that I got from the Alphas. A lot of people don't believe it, but many thanks to Alphas for giving me that award. Probably, I think it was four 4 or 5 years ago.
Did you go in wearing the award or something?
Yeah, I brought it with me, brother.
Did you?
It's framed up. My assistant, Marvin, said, people don't believe that a black fraternity at MTSU, like, honored you. I said, well, he said, bring it up here. So it's on the wall. In fact, I put it back on the wall yesterday. So anyways, you know, you get in politics, there's people always want to try to, for some strange reason, they bring up race to try to divide. And that's the first thing my opponent brought up was race to try to kind of attack me. But, you know, it is what it is. But God always provides. And, you know, I even got criticized for quoting scripture. One of my favorite scriptures is 1 Corinthians verse 27 said, God will use the foolish things of the world to confound the wise and the weak, to shame the strong. So how does a white Republican get an award from a black fraternity? That's no political science class will ever teach you that. No journalism class can teach you that. That's a God thing. How's a white Republican speak at Casey Clark's funeral? Nobody teaches that. That's not academics. That's a God thing. So thank you, Marion Thee Appleton Smyrna, for helping me, you know, asking me to speak at Casey's funeral. Casey was such a great guy. And but there's folks out there that want to divide this country. I think it's coming from foreign interests, to be honest. I think most of it's corporate media, Brian. I know you may disagree, but corporate media wants to divide us, brother. That's why we need good local journalism like WGNS and Murfreesboro Post. Do you see what Murfreesboro and the Murfreesboro Post, Bracken Mayo? Do you see that nice article that the Post did? Gave Marty Luffman. He was going to, you know, he's can't walk from the waist down, right. And he's slowly getting a little better. So, hats off to Dave Gold and Ivan Aaron and Dan Epright for getting that shot of Marty. But that's what journalism should be about lifting people up and helping people, not trying to attack and slander and put people down and divide us more. This country's got a lot of problems, and it's one reason I'm glad to have this young lady with us out of MTSU.
Terica Black is with us today, and why did you decide to invite her?
Well, you know, I told her, I said, there's this great term in media and journalism called, we're going to wing it. You know, yes. Heard that?
And that's what we're doing right now. We're just going right to do now.
It. I happened to see her at the Mike Pence event the other day, and she had a camera set up, and she had interviewed me with cemetery community. So I want to talk about cemetery community. Want her to talk about why it's important. She knows the story. She covered it 4 years ago. We've covered it on WGNS. I think Scott Walker's going to cover it. And if folks have ever seen the old house on Old Nashville Highway, that was called the cemetery community. Near to the right of the old Travis Court for the older folks.
The cemetery community?
Called cemetery community, okay. Across from the gravel pit. But Terica, tell us why this matters and why people should care about this.
Yeah, so first off, thank you so much, Representative, for having me on today. It's a pleasure. Just to tell you all a little bit about the cemetery community, it's a community in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, off of Old Nashville Highway, where some freed slaves live after the end of the Civil War. I got an opportunity to cover this story as a reporter with Mike in 2020 during my college career at MTSU. In fact, it's almost been 4 years exactly on October 8th of covering this historical story.
Yeah.
Anyway, Edith Ann Clark Moore is the granddaughter of former slave fighter Sanders Mel Malone. Her grandfather used trees, sticks, stones, and even his man-made cement to build his home, which to us is kind of a foreign concept nowadays to think about in 2024.
Right.
Who is making their own house from the ground up? You just don't see it anymore. She wants to preserve her family land, but that has even been a challenge because of a deed dilemma. Mike, you probably can explain the survey issue better than I can.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had Trey Hargan there, Secretary of State, toured Ebenezer Church a few years ago, and I don't know how it happened. I'm not an attorney. She needs a good attorney, folks, if there's anybody out there that wants to help. But when they did the survey of Travis Courts next door, we call it Travis Courts. I mean, I was at that auction years ago and tried to purchase that property myself. But they put the easement through the middle of her house. And so when I had Trey Hargett in, you know, Trey didn't know what I was doing. I had a tour set up, and we toured New Vision, talking about their jail ministry and some other areas, and toward the airport and some other things, and I think the hospital. And Trey's like, where are we going, Mike? At Ebenezer Church. And I said, don't worry about this. I got this, man. I said, that's Mary Watkins. She's president of African American Heritage Society. And so I get in the pulpit, and I just said, you know, this would never happen in my community. It wouldn't happen on my street, and it wouldn't happen other areas. But folks, I've never heard of a property where the survey goes through the middle of a home.
Right.
So I don't know how it happened. We need a good attorney. Eden needs a good attorney. And but you know, there might be some critics out there, because I've had a few people. Now they're not going to be public about it, but there's like, what historical value is that? What historical value? Well, you know, we're trying to save the King's John's home over on Old Jefferson. We tried that, Bill Kitchener, and I thought we had it. But you know what we didn't have? We didn't have a damn lobbyist, Brian. If we'd have had a lobbyist, we'd have got it done. That's where we're at today. If you got corporate lobbyists, you're going to get it done. But if you're just an individual, you're SOL. You know what SOL means?
You're out of luck.
Okay. Well, you are. You're out of luck. So we need some folks to get involved. And I'll be honest with you, I'll just be a critic. NAACP is going to be silent. They ain't going to do nothing about this situation, because I see the disconnect that's out there. It means a lot to Edith. She's in Memphis right now. And I just text her to tell her we're talking about her on the radio. But, you know, you look at what that man was, the son of a slave who built that with his own bare hands.
Yeah.
If you go by there, folks, I mean, it's about to fall in. People are going to say it's not worth saving. If you got enough money, you can save anything. But she lived there. That was her house. Mm-hmm. And, you know, here he was, the son of a slave, and built that with his bare hands. Mm-hmm. Think of how poor you'd be. I mean, I grew up a little poor, but I wasn't that poor, you know. But I think it's got historical significance. We don't see it now, but the next generation, your generation, will see it. We'll look back and say, why didn't we save that old antebellum home? Why didn't we save that? Because nobody gave a crap. If you don't have lobbyists, folks, I hate to tell you, you're out of luck. And that's what we're here today, is to get WGNS and Scott and others to help tell this story for this young lady who's going to be a little superstar one day. She just got a graduate degree.
So how can folks help with this? What would you suggest that they do?
Well, first I suggest, you know, doing your research on the Sanders Mel Malone family. You know, to Mike's point, in 2020, he made a good comment. He said, to most people, it just looks like an old check. But to Edith and her family, it's a home. It's a home place. So first, just doing your research on the family and their history, and going out in the community and trying to preserve history where you see it. I think that's very pivotal. And if we gave more insight to those topics, then I think we can make a lot of things change.
Yeah. Well, what I've got like a minute and a half left here. Any final message that you would like to tell folks about this?
Mike, do you have
Well,
anything?
I just see a disconnect. I mean, I see so much. I call it butthurt. People kid me. I even said a prayer at Rotary and included butthurt in my prayer, because I see such disconnect and uncivility, and folks just got to come together. You see it at the county commission. You see it at the state capitol. And then we got enemies that's sitting here laughing at us. Look at what's going on in Iran and Israel, the open border. If we're not careful, this country's going to crap. We're going to lose this country if we don't get together. And this is an area that I think can bring folks together. And this is the power of a story, her telling the story. So if folks want more information, go to WGNS, because I think Scott's going to do a link and they can see more information. But hey, shout out to the late Frank Caperton. Let me tell you how Frank's going to introduce me to the African American Heritage Society. He cared about this thing so much. He went out there with a sling blade and trying to clean the front with a sling blade. So if you drive by, they're like, how's the guy cut this out with a sling blade? So thank you to my buddy Kelly Butler. He brought $1,500 worth of equipment over, Husqvarna chainsaws, and we just cleaned the front. Now it's all grown back. But folks want to get involved, they can call my office, 741-6829.
Very good. Appreciate you both being here.
Thank you.
Representative Mike Sparks joining us, along with Terica Black. And we'll have this podcast posted as well, which you can share down the road too. All right. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Rutherford Issues.